This is St. Louis Public Radio. Missouri lawmakers made overhauling ethics laws a big priority after a series of high-profile scandals over the past year. There's been some progress, but some lawmakers question if any of the bills passed will make much of a difference. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes a look at what was done and what wasn't done to clean up Jefferson City.
Those instances that forced legislators to resign, they were over personal ethical choices, also known as sex scandals. These embarrassing events prompted lawmakers to make an ethics overhaul a top priority. Some of the ideas didn't have an obvious connection to why three legislators resigned in the first place. And that left some lawmakers, like Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard, to wonder if the Missouri General Assembly could legislate common sense.
I just know that when I pay attention, my wife's here, that if I was going to think about doing something stupid, I'd ask her and then think of what my mother'd say. So, you know, chances are if I check those two boxes, I won't do anything stupid, so I'd encourage everybody else. See what your mother would say and check what your wife would say.
Richard's suggestion aside, lawmakers did get a few ethics-related bills passed, just not directly related to personal ethics. They sent bills to Governor Jane Nixon barring lawmakers from serving as political consultants to other legislators and restricted how legislators-turned-lobbyists can use their campaign accounts. They also placed a six-month waiting period before lawmakers can become lobbyists. House Speaker Todd Richardson says his colleagues took the ethics push seriously, to a point.
So yes, I'm disappointed that we weren't able to do more, but I'm also proud of what we were able to do. You forget that we've gone a long time without passing an ethics bill, and so to get substantive, meaningful ethics reform done with the support of my caucus was a big deal, and I'm proud of that.
Still, the legislature's output wasn't impressive to everybody, including Nixon.
Yes, they made some steps this year, but let's not dislocate our arms by patting ourselves too much on the back for this effort. I mean, there's more to be done.
Some legislators wanted a longer cooling off period before lawmakers could start lobbying. And Senator Scott Sifton of Afton was disappointed that his Senate colleagues balked at banning lobbyist-paid freebies, especially when lawmakers get a per diem just for showing up to work.
I think if you can't figure out how to feed yourself on $103 a day in per diem, you have no business being responsible for a $26 billion-odd budget.
I'm here next to State Senator David Pierce's office at the state capitol in Jefferson City, and there's a long, long line for an extravaganza like no other, Pi Day. For several decades, senators have served up rhubarb pies, French silk pies, and even gooseberry pies to hungry legislators and staff. But this type of gathering sponsored by the Missouri Trucking Association has received a lot of attention this year, especially as lawmakers seek to curb lobbyist gifts.
I think what we passed with ethics reform is meaningless. It's not worth the paper that's printed on.
That's Senator David Pierce, a Republican from Warrensburg.
I mean, we're more concerned about if a lobbyist buys me a $40 lunch, but that same lobbyist can give me $1 million to my campaign.
Pierce's efforts to limit campaign contributions didn't succeed, probably because the idea didn't have enough support in the GOP-controlled legislature. Missouri voters might vote later this year on a constitutional amendment capping contributions. Still, Democratic State Representative Jeremy LaFaver wonders if lawmakers may have set expectations too high. In his view, passing new laws can't necessarily change public perceptions.
Whatever we pass up here is not going to instill a massive amount of trust that has been lost over decades with the American public and politicians. I mean, we can't say we passed a lobbyist gift ban and people back home are going to say what honorable people there are in Jefferson City now. That's not going to happen.
There's a bit of evidence that lawmakers are changing their ways. This year, more than 70 legislators took less than $100 worth of lobbyist-paid meals, entertainment, and travel. That's nearly double the amount of people that took a modest amount of gifts last year. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.